Hello guys, and welcome to a new episode of Words on Wednesday by me, Karina. It's been a while. Actually, I've decided to post monthly episodes, so there'll be more quality, more time that I can prepare, especially now as I have a new life schedule, basically. It's like I'm doing my internship, so it's a full-time job, and it's like a 9-to-5, like I'm a 9-to-5 girl now. But I'm very happy with my internship, and yeah, I'm still finding out how to, you know, juggle my private life, how to juggle everything, my friends, my families, and how I can fit everything into a 9-to-5 job. But it is all possible. You just have to set your priorities straight. So yeah, here I am with a new episode. God has been speaking to me about a topic called influence. And I know many of us are familiar with that topic, and especially some of you who are models, you all know of influence, and you know of influences and how we can influence. And but I wanted to go deeper with what influence actually means, and that it's not only being a model or being, you know, an actress or being famous that you have influence, but in your life you have so much influence on so many people. I like took research out, and I was like, wait a minute. Is this actually true? Because it says the average person influences 80,000 people in their lifetime. But wait, on the average life expectancy of 78 years, you have the chance to impact 2.8 people every day of your life. So what are we doing with that influence? This is question number one, where we will be going into. But then also, it's just like, isn't that crazy how many people we are actually influencing or impacting just by being ourselves? If it's verbally or nonverbal, we influence people. And we can use it for good, but we can also use it for bad. So today, I really want to go down and dig deep into scripture. And God gave me a few scriptures, six scriptures, and we are going to get into them, but before we will head straight into it, I wanted to pray so that we can set off with the right tone with the Holy Spirit, who will lead every word that I say, for it is not my words, it is not my strength, it's not my wisdom. The Holy Spirit has made it available to me so that I can share it with you, and I do it gladly. So I also want to just open myself up to be the vessel that He wants me to be, and that your ears are open to receive what you need to hear and what God really wants to speak to you. So yeah, I'm just going to pray. Yes, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that I can sit here, that we can actually sit here, that we have the privilege of podcasts, that we have the privilege of being connected all over the world. And I just pray that your name will be exalted, Jesus, that Jesus, you'll be in the midst of this episode, you'll be the midst of our lives, that you'll be the center, that there won't be any distraction now, but that we would just be focusing on what your word says about certain things, and that you will lead them through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you will flow through me and pass on to the people who are listening and reveal things to them that are yet hidden, but that they will see it because you reveal it. And I just pray that you'll have your way, that you will bless them, and that you will just use this episode to encourage someone, to give an answer to someone, and to bring someone even closer to you. And I pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. So yeah, actually, it's kind of hot because summer hit in Germany. So I'm a bit struggling with my breath, actually. It's just like, if you hear me heart breathing, sorry, but I'm going to edit it out as much as I can. But yeah, so basically I already started with the quote that we impact over 80,000 people on average, with a 78-year life expectancy. Of course, we get older and there'll be more people. And with social media, there are even more people, because we can see that, for example, a reel of mine on Words on Wednesday on Instagram reached 250,000 people. And just like, they saw this video. If they stayed on it, or if they liked, or, you know, engaged with it, is another story. But they saw that video, and subliminally, you already take on things and information. So even if they scrolled past it, they still saw what was written, you know, and subliminally they absorbed it. This is why it's also so important. If you relax, don't go on your phone and scroll on reels all day long, because it's not resting. It's actually just, you know, you are taking up so much information subliminally. Even if you're like, oh, I don't care about this, you are still taking all of that up. So yeah, that's just a side note. But Yeah, so it's just like so crazy on how social media can let us influence people in such a short time and so many people at such a short time. So this is on average, like an average person has like 80,000 people who are getting influenced by like turning like 78 years old. They might be more, but or less, depending on what lifestyle you live, of course. But yeah, so it's just like, it is crazy on how we influence others. And how we are doing it, as I said in the beginning, verbally and nonverbal, and that we should also really take care of the things that we do and the things that we say, because we influence people and we have to be aware of that. So there has to be this awareness of the influence that we actually hold, the power that we actually hold, because influence is power. And we decide what we do with it, and it better be good. And now coming to, as Christians, we all know of this verse where it says that we are ambassadors of Christ, where God makes his appeal through us. It is written in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. So it's like we are ambassadors of Christ. Like being an ambassador of an NGO is great. Yeah, so you represent and you are the face and you are, you know, the whole picture of that organization. And we are an ambassador of Christ, so we shall represent the picture of Christ where God can make our appeal through us. Because if you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father, you have seen God, because Jesus is God. And the thing is, like, him, God making his appeal through us means that we shall live the way that Jesus did. And we can only do it through the Holy Spirit, and we will never be able to fully do that, but we have to strive. This is the process of sanctification that I talked about like a few episodes ago. But yeah, so being ambassadors of Christ actually means that we are the picture of Jesus portrayed to people who have not yet heard about Jesus, who have not known about Jesus, or who have heard about Jesus not in a good way. But we are the picture. So it is so important what we do, for we do not live for ourselves. We live to the Lord. And it's just like, we always get so caught up in the things that we want, the things that we desire, what our flesh desires, everything that we need, but we don't listen what God actually wants to do through us. So for example, it's great, like I'm a content creator. Of course I get influenced easily if I see a nice outfit or if I see a new sneaker drop and I'm like, oh, this sneaker would look great with this style and I'm going to order it, especially because I'm creating content for some fashion brands. So it's just like, okay, like I have it easy sometimes because I get it for free or I get it, you know, I get paid for it. But then it's just like, I got influence still. And it's just like, you have to be aware of what you're consuming and how you're getting influence, because it can happen quicker than you think. And it can also happen slowly and, you know, creep in. So bad influence, for example, depending on the people you're surrounding yourself with. So we also should surround ourselves with people who are also following the same goal. It does not mean that we shall stay in our bubble and be with Christians only and like-minded people and never leave that bubble and be so shut off to the unknown and to strangers and to different views of life. But no, it means that we have a firm foundation, we have a family, our church family, because we need to build a church, we need to have a church, we need to be in the house of the Lord. We cannot do everything alone. We need community, for if God lives in community and relationship, we need relationship. Because we cannot do this live alone. So you have to have this firm foundation, your community that you can turn to, who understands what you believe in. If you have questions that you can come to and ask, if people are asking you those questions, and we sharpen one another, and we are the church and we are building the church, and we shall encourage one another. So being an ambassador comes from a place of knowing Jesus first and being sent out by the knowledge that you have to live according to his word. But then you have to know his word first. This is also what we talked about last episode. And how do we be ambassadors? How do we be good ambassadors? How can we influence people in a good way? Because as I said before, like influence happens subliminally. It doesn't always needs to be like active, but it also can be subliminally. It can be verbal. It can be nonverbal. So it's just like we have to be aware of the way we present ourselves as Christians to others, because we are the ambassador of Christ, where God makes his appeal through us. I can only repeat this verse over and over again, because really, like, it is so heavy, like, where God makes his appeal through us. And this does not mean we're perfect and we will be like Jesus in an instant, but it's just like, you know, this process of sanctification, as I said earlier as well, it's a process of sanctification where we lay off our flesh and we live more and more and strive more and more to become like Jesus. And we do this by the Holy Spirit. But now, what does it mean to be an ambassador? What do we need? What qualifies us as an ambassador? How are we being an ambassador? How can we be a good ambassador? How can we influence people in a good way? The thing is, like, we have to, you know, how can we influence people in a good way? Do we have to keep the law? Do we have to do this, this, this? Is there this to-do list? And do we have to follow this order? This is something that can happen when you feel this responsibility of being an ambassador of Christ, where God makes his appeal through you. It sounds so big. And it is, actually. But then we can also go into this rut and be like, okay, how will he do that? I need to follow a list. I cannot do this. I cannot do this. And you restrict yourself and you're overthinking everything and everything you do, every step you do, whilst everything you need to do is to love people, is to love your neighbor as thyself. Then you fulfill the law. And when you love people, you will not do any of the things that are written down in the law, and you will honor the person. And you will influence every other person surrounding you, seeing the way you treat other people, the way you love other people, to also love other people, despite the circumstances, despite the things that have been told about this person. People see the way you love. And this shows Jesus in you. Being an ambassador of Christ means loving people. And by being an ambassador, you are influencing people to love people the same way you love people, because you know the way Jesus loves them. So you love them the way Jesus does, and you actually influence others to also love them. And then you can also tell them about Jesus, because they will be asking, how can you love that person? You don't know that person. How can this person be so valuable to you? How can this person be so important to you that you have to stop and go over and pray for her? This person has betrayed you over and over and over again, but you are still helping that person. How can you? Because Jesus loves that person. I love that person too. I try my best to love that person too. Because we will not be able to love every single person the way Jesus loves them, the way God loves them. But we have to try our best. And actually, it's written in Romans 13 from verse 8 on until 10. And it says, love fulfills the law. This is already the heading. So from verse 8 to 10, it says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. So what are we all to do to love one another? There's not a list on do this and do this and do this and you're being a good ambassador and you are being qualified to be an ambassador. But as a follower of Christ, we are all ambassadors of Christ, because if we believe in something, we represent it as well. And if it contradicts to the way, and if it contradicts to his word, something isn't adding up, and it's like causing confusion for people who see us and cannot add those two things up. And we don't want to give anything in confusion. We want to make it clear, because God's word is clear on what it means to be a Christian, that a Christian life is not easy, but it's worth it all. And his love is worth it all. Like, it's so amazing and so mind-blowing, and it's worth it all. And the rewards are also great, but it's not about the rewards. It's just about this relationship and his love and his presence that is being poured over you over and over and over again. And this is worth it all. But yeah, so basically, it's all about loving one another. If we love one another, we will not do the things that we shall not do. We will not dishonor a person. We will not dishonor the person. We will not dishonor our neighbor, our family, our friends, or people, or strangers, But we will love them, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situation or condition. But we will still love them, and we try our best to love them the way that Jesus loves them. But to do that, we need to know Jesus first and the way Jesus loves. And this is why I recommend to you read the gospel on how he loves people, how he loves the Samaritan woman at the well, how he loves the leopard, how he loves the friends who are going to get his friend through the roof who is lame. Which also shows why your friend's faith is so important for you, and to be surrounded by the right people. and also for the bleeding lady for 12 years, how he loved her, how in the crowd of thousands of people, he felt her touching her and he felt her faith. How he loved the father who came to him, whose son was possessed, and he was like, he is healed. And he also talked about his unbelief and met him right there. Because the man admitted, help my unbelief. But Jesus loves and Jesus meets us wherever we are. And we are called to do the same. We are called to go out into the world and love people. And basically what is written in Romans 13, that love fulfills the law, is actually on what Jesus said in John. In John 13, verse 34, it says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So it says we are called to love one another. And by this, they will see and recognize us as his disciples. It is by love, if we walk by love, we are being the ambassador of Christ. We are being the ambassador of God, for God is love. And if you want to have a list, you can also read, God is patient, God is kind, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. So it really about love is all those things that pride, envy, boasting, and all of those things are not. So being an ambassador of Christ means walking in love, and we are displaying Christ in the right way. And we will influence people to love other people as well whilst they are looking at us the way that we love people. By the way we talk, by the way we live, by the way by the way we interact with others, by the way we take care of our temple, by the way we are aware and conscious about our decisions, about the words that we speak, and not empty words or cussing. You know, it's just like, we influence so many people without even knowing that. And sometimes a person calls it out and you're actually like, oh, wow, this is what you perceived? I never thought of that. It's actually a part of me. And this is why it is so important to work on your character and really seek Jesus, because the more you seek Jesus, the more you become like him. And through the Holy Spirit within you, you are able to lay off all patterns like gossiping and slandering and all those things that are not pleasing you, not pleasing God, not honoring others, not honoring you or giving you energy, instead taking it away from you. And you are going to walk and be transformed and be sanctified every single day as you decide to follow Jesus with every single day. And it will get easier. Even if you can't imagine it now, when you still compare yourself to others or still gossiping, or not really gossiping, but you are like, oh, that person does that, but actually I can do that better or something. It's just like you are talking and you are saying that this person is not worthy of what they've got and that you would be more worthy, which means you are exalting yourself above that person. So this also, I've struggled with it because with modeling, as I said early on in some episodes, I've compared myself a lot. And I was like, why is she getting that job? I would fit into that perfectly. I wasn't like, I didn't judge her. I said this to myself. I was like, yeah, I'm not gossiping. I'm just saying that because I feel like I would have been a better fit. But actually, I said, I'm worthy of something that she got, that she is actually also worthy of receiving, because otherwise she wouldn't have received it. So doing that is also not love. And by this, we are not being a good ambassador of Christ, because it is not love that we walk in. And people will see that, and people will feel that if we have those restrictions, if we have those thoughts. So yeah, it means being an ambassador of Christ means walking in love and loving people. For by loving people, we have fulfilled the law, and this is the fulfillment of the law. And by our love towards others, people will see that we are Jesus' disciples, that we follow him. And every other religion tells you to hold on to those things and do this and do that, hold those commandments and everything. But mostly it's about love. It's all about love, that we go out, that we love God first and we let God love us. He already loves us, but we have to love God. So let God love you, learn to love God, and then you will learn to love people. And by loving people, people will see you and people will be influenced by you. And you are being the ambassador as soon as you decide to follow Jesus. When people know and you declare that you follow Jesus, people, you are being an ambassador of Christ. And people will see that in the way you walk, talk, move, live. You know, even rest, I don't know, in everything that you do. So it's really important to set a good example and be a good ambassador, but not out of our own strength, but by knowing the word through the Holy Spirit. Because out of our own strength, we will never be able to do that. And this is also why it's so important to surround yourself with the right people. Because, of course, it is important that we do it like it's the most important to do it based on the word and through the Holy Spirit. But we need people surrounding us who are living the same lifestyle, who can rebuke us in our ways if they are not according to his word, if they're not pleasing God and not setting a good example of what Jesus would have done. This is why we need one another, why we need to shout one another, and why we need to surround ourselves with people who are on the same path, who are also following Christ. And it's also written in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, it says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Because as the saying is, "Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are," is actually true. Because the topic about this episode is influence. And the more time we spend with our friends, we become more likely of the traits and characters that our friends have to adapt them and make them our own. So this is why it's important, and where Paul also says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Which does not mean, as I said in the beginning, that we live in our bubble and we are only spending time with those people who are agreeing with everything that we say. But we need to be challenged. We need to be asked and put on the spot, okay, tell me, why is Jesus God if there's only one God? You know, but you have to have those people who are pouring into you this wisdom, who are pouring into you this, you know, encouragement, and also lifting you up and also rebuking you in your ways if they are not according to his word. And this is all in love, because it also says in Hebrews that God is not rebuking someone because they don't love them, but God is rebuking them because as his sons and daughters, he loves them, and it's in love he rebukes them. And it's just like, we shall rebuke one another also in love, not because we don't like that person and we are like, okay, there's this and this and this, you need to change that. But no, because it's in love, because we want to see how they get better and better and how they grow and evolve, you know, in their spiritual relation, in their relationship with Jesus, but also in the relationship towards others and the love that they, you know, show out and have also received for themselves and have for themselves. Because you have to love thy neighbor as thyself. As thyself, you need to know how much God loves you so that you can actually love yourself and not always reject your body, reject everything that belongs to you or you look, but accept that the way that you've been created is perfect. So yeah, but sorry, I swerved a bit, but it is so important to have good company. You know, to have those people surrounding you who are always reminding you of the truth, who are going to be walking with you, who know things that you not yet know, and can just help you and be, you know, and hold you, you know, be a pillar that holds you, as a church is a pillar, actually. So, yeah. So, and I also have another scripture. This one is in Proverbs, coming back to surrounding ourselves with good people. It's like in Proverbs 13 verse 20, it says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." So surround yourself with the right people. You need to be walking with the wise to become wise. You need to be walking with the people who rebuke you, who encourage you, who influence you to become a better version, not of yourself, but a better version of an ambassador of Christ who loves people. Regardless of all the preconceptions, regardless of all the things that have held you back from loving that person. And then I also have another verse. It's in, the verse comes later on because it's another one. But it's just about loving people and learning to be a good ambassador of Christ is by loving people, loving God, and loving people. and learning to accept the love that God has for you and loving your neighbors as thyself. And yeah, love fulfills all the law. So, and this is an influence because the way we live our life influences other people. The way that we eat, the way that we choose to live our lifestyle, the way that we go to the gym more often or less often influences people surrounding us, because when people see you're going to the gym 5 times a week, they're like always connecting you with this discipline and being like, wow, you go to the gym 5 times a week, and you might influence them and inspire and impact them on going to the gym as well. Where they are going to the gym maybe 3 times a week, where they're like, oh, you're going to, you know, take them along, and you are going to be the first person who's going to drag them with, like, is going to drag this person with you, but you are going to take that person on, and you never know what effect this will actually have, because after a few weeks, this person goes alone and continues to come 3 or 5 times a week. So you never know what influence or impact you have. And the same it is with, like, in a Christian lifestyle, if you read the Bible, if you pray before eating, people see that, people will ask questions, but people will be inspired by the way that you love people, by the way you see life, by the way you see circumstances happen, and how you always see the good in everything, and always see that, okay, even if a plan didn't work out, God still has a plan for my life, and it's a perfect one. Even if it doesn't look like the way that I expected it to be, God knows what he's doing, and I'm not doubting. So just like this assurance that we have, people are like, this is so inspiring, and it will impact people, and it will impact people to also be more optimistic and to question who Jesus is and to question who God is and be like, well, where do you actually go to church, because they've seen a change in you or something. We influence people, and it doesn't always need to be someone preaching on the street to evangelize people, but we are all called to evangelize people of all nations and go out. But everyone does it differently. We don't always have the same way of doing it, and also this would be very bad, because then we would just be in one area and would never reach people in other areas. For example, in the modeling industry, or in a corporate job and lifestyle, or, you know, wherever you are, in a hospital. So it's just like that, we never know whom we are influencing and whom we're impacting. Even by wearing like merch or something with Jesus on our shirt, we can influence people, and people are like maybe waiting for a sign or need something that uplifts them, encourage them, and then they see your shirt and they see what's written on it, and it speaks directly into that question that they've had, into their grief, into that pain, into those, you know, into this distress and confusion. You never know how you influence people verbally and non-verbally, but our life shall be an offering to the Lord, and we do not live to ourselves, but we live to the Lord, and we die for the Lord. And it's just like everything that we do shall honor him, if we eat, sleep, or drink. This is also written in the Bible. And this is how we influence people, by seeking more of the Jesus and keeping our eyes on Jesus. We keep our eyes on Jesus, we don't have any interest for the things of the world. You know, like, you can still think that you want to partake in that, but you will feel that it's not fulfilling you the way that Jesus actually does, by looking on Jesus and by seeking after Jesus, after the presence of God, after the Holy Spirit filling you up with his peace and leading you in ways, and praying for people and revealing things that you couldn't have known. It's fulfilling you in such a bigger way, because you feel how God is using you to really show his glory off. And it is true, he is a mighty God, and he uses us, and with everything that we do, the honor shall go to him. And it will, because it's always mind-blowing, but people can also make it about themselves, but then this is another thing. But God is just so amazing, and he's using us fragile human beings, he's using us for those great things and miracles, and he loves us so much, and he chooses us to be ambassadors, where he makes his appeal through us. Like, it is crazy, isn't it? And then in so many different ways, if it is street preaching, if it's a podcast, if it's you know, being a pastor, if it's being a leader in church, in some team, in a translation team, in a creative team, wherever it is, singing on stage, singing worship, writing your songs, or just by working a corporate job, being in your office, having your daily routines, just by having a family within your family at home, it doesn't matter where you are, but you are being used by God as an ambassador of him, and he's making his appeal through you. This is why it's so important to seek every day after Jesus and to lay off our flesh and all our worldly characteristics and all our old things, for the old things have passed, a new thing has begun. And it's like we have to choose the new every single day, and we have to choose Jesus every single day. And yeah, I also want to close it off with like another scripture. It's like in 1 Timothy verse 4:12, because as we've talked about this right now, that you can be used as a street preacher, you can be used as a podcaster, you can be used in any and every way from God to preach the gospel, to influence people, to be a good ambassador of Christ where God is making his appeal through you. You have to count how many times I say this, but I rather quote scriptures straight away than, you know, make it my own words, because they're not my own words. And so it can sound so big, but the thing is, like, whatever God uses you and calls you to do, you can do that, because he never gives you something that you cannot handle or you cannot do, and he will give you the strength to do that. And don't say to yourself that I'm too young, I'm living in a small village, I'm living in a small city, I cannot speak those languages, I cannot speak this language, I cannot go there, I don't have the finances, I don't have the money. Believe me, God will provide. But the things is like, the thoughts that you have about yourself, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not old enough, I'm too young, or I'm not young anymore, I'm too old. It's just like, stop thinking that way, because if God calls you to do something, you are ready and you are called to do it, because you have been called and you are qualified. And 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 says, where Paul talks to Timothy, it says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Timothy was also very young, in his 20s, as he was called to this leadership position and to lead people. And Paul says, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So we shall lead as an example, no matter our age, no matter our status, no matter the city that we grew up in or the village that we live in. If God calls you to do that, step out in faith and obedience and see what he's going to do through it. And don't let your own thoughts hold you back from what he's calling you to do. Because actually, you have to think of the way, when you step back and hold it back, you're actually depriving people of hearing the gospel through you. Because if God wants to speak through you, only you can influence those people and impact those people and really love those people in your area and surroundings when God calls you to do it, when you're the only person knowing Jesus. And if you decide not to do that, they will not experience God's love. They will not experience the gospel. They will not hear of the gospel. And how will they hear? How will they choose Jesus if they have not heard, if no one has preached? So we are called to go out. And don't be afraid, because it's going to be good. And I'm talking out of experience. It's going to be good. Like, the feedback I get on this podcast is always so fulfilling, where I always get encouraged to keep on going. Even when I think sometimes, oh, I should stop this podcast, you know, like, it's, I don't know. But the thing is, like, no, if God calls you to do that, then do it and be obedient. If it's just for one person, it's all worth it. But we have to step out in obedience and lay off our fear and all those things that we say of ourselves that are not right and need to get fixed before we can do all those things that God calls us to do. But no, our lives are a testimony. We are a living testimony. We are a living offering for the Lord, and everything that we do shall honor him, and everything that we do is representing him. But take the pressure off yourself and know that it's only by love. By loving God first, you can love your neighbor, and then people will see it. It's the natural fruit that comes forth, because it is true. Show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. And also, if people are friends with you, And also more people who are like you, like Christians, who follow Jesus in love and patience and kindness, you know, people will become more like you. They receive a more gentleness. They will, you know, ask where you take this strength from. And it's only Jesus. Philippians 4:13. But yeah, so that's influence. We influence people daily in our lives. But apart from influence, the most important thing is that we have to realize. The most important thing that we have to realize is that we are ambassadors of Christ, and God is making his appeal through us. So we shall be wise about the things that we do, the things that we say, the things that we take into our body, and also the way we let God use us and make his appeal through us, and how we lead our lives. Because people see that. People see you, and they will see Jesus in you. But for that to happen, you have to let Jesus shine through you, and to let him captivate more and more of you, and let this love just flow out to every single person surrounding you. So, yeah, basically, that was it for today. That's on influence, but actually more on being an ambassador of Christ. It is so beautiful. Of course, it's a responsibility, but it is beautiful, and God is only doing good things out of it if we steward it well, for we all have been called to be ambassadors. We all are called. We are all being ambassadors of Christ, not just called to it, but we are being ambassadors of Christ. I hope this could encourage you, knowing that this life is not only about us and about the things that we desire and we want to do, but that people are actually seeing our lives and seeing us and are being impacted by the way we lead our life, by the way we follow Jesus, by the way we do things, by the way we love people, and they are being impacted by it and influenced by it. And they will start asking questions about Jesus, and then you can share the gospel with them. And yeah, so I hope this episode could encourage you. And yeah, I'm excited for the next episode. We will see what God wants to speak through me. I don't know it yet, but I'm open to it. So yeah, I hope you just have a blessed week and a blessed month, and enjoy May. For us in church right now, it's Miracle May, and we really believe in miracles. So if you have a prayer request, please remember that we have weekly prayer requests and praise reports online on Instagram, where you can fill it in, and I will pray for it, and I will also post them anonymously so that people can also pray for them. Did I say I will praise them? I'll pray for them. This is what I wanted to say. I also praise the praise reports, of course, and know that God will also answer those prayer requests. But yeah, so I just want to have us being a community who prays and intercedes for one another, because this is what being one body in Christ is. And it's, if one part weeps and one part grieves and has pain, all of it pains. And if one rejoices, all rejoices. So all rejoice. So yeah, and this is really what I want to live, what I want this podcast to be about. And yeah, that Jesus is just the main focus, and his body, his bride, his church. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. So have a blessed evening, or a blessed day, or whenever you're listening to this. And yeah, you'll hear me next time. Bye bye.